Begin this new year, January 2nd, we have the feast day of two great saints, Saints Basil and Saint Gregory. They're two of the four greatest doctors of the church in the Eastern Catholic Church. The four greatest doctors of the church in the East are Saint John Chrysostom and Saint Gregory of Nyssa, and then the two saints we honor today, Saint Basil the Great and Saint Gregory Nazianzen. Now, to be a doctor of the church is one of the rarest of all of the special titles that the church gives. To be a doctor of the church, a person has to be a saint. So you have to be a canonized saint. So you have to live a saintly life. But you also have to have expounded upon some teaching of the faith and influenced the church because of your teachings. And so they're called a doctor of the church. So today we honor two great doctors of the church. They were born in the same year. They grew up together as friends. They studied together, became monks together, and then became bishops together. And they were able to serve the church mostly in the East. They were both born in Cappadocia, which is now modern-day Turkey. St. Gregory's family had a number of saints. His mother and father are canonized saints. His brother is a canonized saint. But actually, St. Basil even beats him, because St. Basil's grandmother was a saint, his mother was a saint, his father was a saint, his older sister, and two younger brothers are all canonized as well. So you have to think, what was in the water in Cappadocia? You know, pretty amazing. So, and when we look first for a moment at the life of St. Basil, he was ordained a priest, and he would then go off to the monasteries, and he would live in the desert and the monasteries, and he was the one who's called the founder of Greek monasticism. What St. Benedict was for the West, St. Basil was for the East, and was able to establish these monasteries. Well, eventually he was chosen to be bishop, and he was an outstanding bishop. Every day he would go out into the crowd and preach twice a day to large crowds gathered outside the cathedral. He also cared for the poor. He built a hospital for the sick. That hospital was known as one of the wonders of the world in ancient times. He also fought against the slave trade. And primarily, though, he was a great defender of the faith. He continued the work of St. Athanasius in trying to defeat the Arian heresy, which denied the divinity of Christ. His friend St. Gregory Nazianzen, also from the same time period, both born in the year 329. Basil died in 379. Gregory would outlive him by 10 years. They had different personalities. Basil was the more outgoing, the more of a leader and bishop and defender of the faith. St. Gregory, though, preferred the more monastic life, the writing and the prayer and solitude. But so that he also became a monk, and then he was chosen to be a bishop, but it did not go that well. So after 2 weeks of being a bishop, he went back to the monastery and spent the rest of his life in prayer and solitude. So you have these two friends. One was more like Martha. One was more like Mary. St. Basil was the more outgoing one. St. Gregory, the more contemplative and more like Mary sitting at the Lord's feet. But both were great bishops and priests and defenders of the faith against the heresies that had plagued the church at that time. So we pray today, St. Basil and St. Gregory, pray for us.